the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Battling a sedentary mindset? Ready to get active? Dr. Sarah Powell is ready to help you set some goals. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and Powell is my guest today on the Missouri State Journal.
Setting goal for physical activity, the S of smarter, is we want them to be specific. Instead of saying, okay, I want to exercise more, say, well, what kind of exercise do you want to do? Well, maybe you want to start walking more. Okay, that's great. And then we want that something to be measurable as well. So, you know, something that you can say, okay, I walked for X amount of time or for a certain distance on this day of the week. So I can have some way to measure that. So A is action oriented and R is realistic. So we want these goals that we set for ourselves to be challenging, but we also want them to be within our current scope of capability. The T of that is time-based. And so we want them to be set within a specific time window. So maybe, for example, if we're talking about our walking, we want to be able to walk up to 3 miles within the next 12 weeks, for example, if you're just starting out. The E and the R are evaluate and revise. So within the process of goal setting, we constantly have to be checking in with ourselves and say, okay, am I meeting the goals I'm setting for myself? Are they too challenging? Are they not challenging enough? Then, if necessary, make those revisions.
Powell encourages people to not take on too much too soon, as it's a recipe for being discouraged.
So one of the mistakes that folks make when they set goals is they try and do too much too soon. And so we want to kind of do a little bit of a self-assessment, figure out where are we currently at, and then where can we set a goal that's going to be within those parameters of our current ability level, but also still challenging enough that it makes us want to stick with it. A lot of us, you know, we have a goal that we want to be able to, you know, walk a 5K within a certain amount of time. Well, as much as we would love to be able to, if we were not currently engaging in that physical activity, be able to go out and do our end goal on day one, the likelihood of that is not feasible, and we're setting ourselves up to not succeed. And so what I like to say with goal setting is that if we look at it as sort of a staircase, you start with your initial goal, and then you set incremental shorter goals that are going to get us up to each step to get to the top of the staircase where that long-term goal is. And like I said before, as much as we all would love to be able to jump from step one to the top of the flight of stairs, that's not going to happen.
Even if you're working out with a partner, Powell emphasizes that you should set individual goals. Genetics, body type, physical abilities, and diet are all unique to you, so you shouldn't compare yourself, she says.
You know, something that we really need to consider when we are setting goals, and especially if you are setting goals with an accountability buddy, is that goal setting needs to be an individualized process. And so the goal that I set for myself may be completely different than the goal that maybe my husband sets for himself or a friend or you know, a different family member. And so as much as we want to have someone work with us to be able to hold each other accountable, which I, you know, fully support, it's a great way to help us stick to the goals that we set. They do still need to be individualized. Say, for example, we have a goal to lose weight by being physically active, especially if you are working with a spouse or significant other, a different gender orientation, those goals are going to be achieved at vastly different time points. I actually try and stray folks away from weight loss specific goals because the body adapts at such a different rate to exercise physiologically, psychologically. It's very easy to become fixated on the scale. And so if you're not seeing instant progress, that's going to be a big hit to your self-confidence and your self-esteem. Instead of focusing on the scale, I like to kind of help transition people over to, okay, let's focus on maybe your physical ability as far as, you know, like getting stronger, increasing your endurance, those sorts of things. And the likelihood of seeing weight loss as a byproduct to that is great, you know, but it's not as difficult on the psyche and on the self-esteem.
That was Dr. Sarah Powell from the Kinesiology Department at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.